Today in Music.
We expected it to last 10 years.
I didn't think I was talented enough for it.
Well, I could be retired, but I could still do this.
But you know, destiny intervenes.
Mix 104.9. I shot the
sheriff. Eric Clapton scored a US number one on this day in 1974 with his version of the Bob Marley song, I Shot the Sheriff. Clapton's version was included on his 1974 album, 461 Ocean Boulevard.
When I started out, there weren't that many other guitar players, so I had to form my own style very quickly. And when I became more popular when I was in my early 20s, there really weren't that many other guitar players around that were any good, you know, there were just a few.
Peter Andre scored his first UK number one single when Flavour went to the top of the charts for 1 week on this day in 1996. The English-born Aussie singer became a major television personality after taking part in the British reality TV series I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here, during which he met and subsequently married glamour model Jordan. The couple split in May 2009 after 3.5 years of marriage.
I really felt that song. I was getting over my girlfriend at that time, and when I was singing I was feeling pretty passionately what I was saying. So I did it, and the producers were happy with the first take, and I said, no, let me go again. I did it again, and then we did it a third time. We ended up using the first take.
Kings of Leon started a 3 week run at number one on the UK singles chart on this day in 2008 with Sex on Fire, taken from the band's fourth studio album, Only by the Night.
I think the pressure is what created Kings of Leon in the first place. Everything that we ever did was frowned upon. No one wanted us to be called Kings of Leon. No one wanted us to put our little brother and our cousin in our band, but no one wanted us to do anything. I mean,
a couple of birthdays today. Morten Harkett, vocals of A-ha, is turning 61 today. They had the 1985 US number one single, Take On Me. Amy Winehouse was born on this day back in 1983, UK singer and songwriter. Her debut album, Frank, was a critical success in the UK and was nominated for the Mercury Prize. The follow-up album, Back to Black, led to 5 2008 Grammy Awards, tying the then record for the most wins by a female artist in a single night, and made her the first British female to win 5 Grammys. She passed in July of 2011 from alcohol poisoning. And that is Today Your Music for Monday, the 14th of September.